This is Ancient Songs Played Once More, written by the stargazing Aetherian, read by Mr. Born Hero, a She-Ra podfic rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Adora-Catra. It is tagged for post-canon. Music, magic, fluff, alien culture, teasing. Summary. While looking into the history and culture of her people, Adora finds a first once musical instrument in George and Lance's library. Adora needed a hobby. Probably several of them. She had saved the universe and Aetheria was at peace, and she was bored. Sure, there was the odd rebuilding work that needed to be done and the occasional space mission with her friends, but even with that, she still had a lot of free time on her hands, and it drove her crazy. She had never expected the end of the war to stress her out so much, but then again, she was never that good at relaxing. The time Bow and Glimmer had tried to take her to this pass in Mystiker had resulted in an attack by a Shadow Weaver, and during Prime's invasion, she had needed to be forced to get some much-needed rest. But she knew things had to change, because the last thing she wanted was to become insane in her boredom. Perhaps she could spend more time doing relaxing things, like going for walks in the woods or taking a flight on Swiftwind, but honestly, Adora knew that wouldn't stick. She needed something constructive, a task her mind could focus on. So, she started to wonder what things interested her, what things she could do that would perk at her particular needs and desires. She was a person who liked to be organized, to plan stuff out. For Adora, things in the world needed to be there in their correct, logical way, otherwise she'd get confused. She found herself relating to Entrapta in that regard, which led her to her first hobby, stellar cartography. Ever since she was a child, she had wondered what the stars looked like. Of course, due to Aetheria being in a shadow dimension and the Fright Zone's skies being full of polluted clouds, she had never been able to see them until now, and Entrapta was glad that Adora was helping her make new star charts for her new space probes. And honestly, she loved making charts of the stars, detailing the various constellations. This gradually evolved into a love of making maps in general, charting out the various reaches of Aetheria that hadn't been explored. Of course, this then led to her researching what the planet was like during the age of the rule of the planet. Of course, she knew that the first ones had been a race of colonizers, but was that all there was to them? She was one of them, after all, and she knew not all of them were bad, as she had seen from learning about Mara. For the longest time, Adora hadn't wanted anything to do with her first one's heritage, but despite what the first ones had done, their history and culture didn't deserve to be forgotten. And that's what led her to her current hobby. Learning as much about her people as she could, wanting to honor the people they were, not the monsters and oppressors they became. Frequently, she would visit the library owned by Bow's fathers in the Whispering Woods, reading many of their old textbooks and admiring the ancient relics they had recovered over the years. Earlier that day, on one of these visits, one particular relic caught her eye. It was a large object made of a golden metal alloy, consisting of a short cylindrical base with a large ring on top of it. George and Lance had no idea what it was, until Adora consulted some of the tomes she had found on her travels through space, and finally it clicked. The object was a musical instrument. After this revelation, Adora asked Bo's father if she could take it home with her, to which they had no objection. Which brought Adora to the present, where she had the instrument before her on the table, playing away at whatever tune came to mind. She had never really thought about being a musician before now, yet playing this strange instrument seemed almost a second nature to her, probably because it was an example of the first one's engineering, merging magic and technology together. She was lost in one of her tunes when the door to her and Catra's suit opened, and her girlfriend walked inside, returning from a trip to visit Scorpia and Perfuma. "Hey, Adora, I'm..." Catra stopped when she saw the strange ring on the table, raising her eyebrow in confusion. What the hell is that?" Adora looked up, brought out of her trance for a moment, seeing Catra staring at her latest acquisition. "Oh, hey, Catra." "Hey, what is that thing?" Catra asked, pointing to the ring. "Some kind of weird ornament for the table? I thought we agreed on you cutting back on filling our place with all that alien first one's junk." "Hey, it's not junk," Adora argued. "I mean, it is a first one's thing, but, well, better to just show you." Reaching her hand into the middle of the large ring, Adora started moving her hand around in various ways, the movements of her hand and finger causing the instrument to glow and play various notes of music. Within moments, Adora had broken out into playing a full song on the piece, a beautiful soothing melody that brought a smile to her face. As she opened her heart out to the magic of the planet, the music seemed to grow more powerful, as if this one ring was somehow the equivalent of a full-blown orchestra, a wondrous, triumphant melody bellowed from the instrument, truly a symphony worth of Shira herself. Catra's eyes widened in awe. She wasn't much of a musical person aside from the odd times she had sung, but she had to admit, Adora was playing whatever it was absolutely perfectly. She watched as Adora focused on the music, pouring out her heart into her piece, and again, Catra just had to stare. As Adora took her hands out of the ring, she bowed a little. "Thank you, thank you." "Okay, I think that answered my question, but now I have more. What is this thing exactly?" "Oh, it's called a mellowring," Adora explained. "It was a musical instrument the first ones used."
"They had a music?"
"They were a very cultured people, apparently," Adora stated. "I found a picture of it in George and Lance's library. I spent the last few weeks making it. Okay, I might have had a bit of help from Bo and Entrepta, because, well, the metal in that ring was kinda hard to come by."
"How do you play it? Can I try?"
Well, Catra, The thing is, you can't play it, Adora stated. See, you played through magic.
Which I don't have, Catra remarked. Figures.
Hey, just because you can't use magic doesn't mean you aren't as skilled in other areas, like your beautiful singing voice.
Catra blushed, looking away, which made Adora giggle.
But see, the way it works when I put my hand in that ring, there's sort of an invisible magic aura being generated by the metal. When I move my hand like this, the ring made a distinctive note. The aura moves in a way that it makes a note.
That is, Catra said, blinking. Actually, kinda cool.
So, I take it we can keep this? Adora stated.
Yeah, because it at least does something instead of just cluttering up the place, Catra joked. I'm kidding. It's nice that you're into this stuff. Sure, I don't really care for it, but at least you're doing something you want to do and not what people are expecting of you.
Maybe I'll learn to play this thing better, Adora suggested.
Really? Because it sounded like you're playing it perfectly.
I still want to try and improve, and who knows, maybe I could play at one of Glimmer's Rajal balls, she smirked. Who knows? Maybe I could play and you could sing.
Catra flushed bright red. What?
Oh, come on! We could perform in front of everyone. I play and you sing and we wow the whole crowd. Plus, you could even write the lyrics. I heard you singing all sorts of stuff while you were in the shower.
Catra looked away, covering her mouth in embarrassment. I was hoping you wouldn't hear that.
Adora just giggled. Well, I did, and I thought it was beautiful.
You're beautiful, Catra retorted, pouting. Her girlfriend then stroked her cheek, and Catra purred softly, Adora tilting her face to look her right in the eyes.
Not as beautiful as you, the blonde said lovingly, as if hearts were glowing in those perfect steel blue eyes that Catra loved to gaze into. The Felid just blushed more.
God, you're a sappy dark, Catra murmured.
Giggling, Adora kissed Catra again. So, wanna hear me play some more?
Catra nodded and rested her head on Adora's shoulder. The blonde reached out her hands and, for the rest of the afternoon, played the strange magical ring as best as she could, Catra being her captive audience all the while. Adora had brought many things home on her travels, but out of all the first one's relics she had found, this musical ring was definitely her favorite.
The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for ITPE 2023 as a gift for Kitsune Heart. I hope you've enjoyed. Nothing really came up with, like, lore or meta or analysis tags, so I went and decided that this one about music and the lost culture of the first ones was, like, a cute way to build on the in-world lore of Shira, and also it has Adora and Catra, which is the main ship, and also the one you have one perfect of, at least. I hope you've enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.